The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Father, we give glory to your name. We exalt you for this morning. Thank you for yesterday. Thank you for what you have in store for us this morning. Lord, I ask for grace and mercy. I ask for guidance, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because you will bless your people this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, we are talking about the armies of the living God. And the armies have an enemy that they have to fight and overcome. And this, their enemy, is actually the enemy of God. He became their enemy because he first became the enemy of our God. So, you know, your enemy hates everything about you. Your enemy will hate your children. Your enemy will hate your job. Your enemy will hate your nation. Your enemy will hate everything about you. So the devil became God's enemy, and anything that is of interest to God, he hates. So he's fighting God through his creation, through man that he created. He saw that man, God's love over man is so much. If you touch man, you touch God. Psalm 8 says, "What is man that you are mindful of him? The mind of God is full of man." Can you imagine? He's mindful of man. And you know your enemy will like to touch such things. What is man that you are mindful of him? Or not the son of man that you visit him? Why are you visiting the son of man? That's your enemy. Your enemy watches you keenly to find out what is of interest to you. What can he touch that will touch you? So you made him a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor, and did set him over the works of your hand. You make him to have dominion over the works of your hands. That has put all things under his feet. That is the man that God created. Put all things under his feet. But we know that after God put all things under the feet of man, that is not the best of man that God wanted. Man was supposed to grow. Man was supposed to appreciate in life. Because where God actually wanted man to come to is that man should be exactly like him. Let us make man in our image after our likeness. Let them have dominion. So the image and the likeness of God that he wanted is not what Adam was created with. Adam was meant to appreciate to the image and the likeness of God. Because we know that the Bible says he made him a little lower than the angels. Now the angels we are talking about now are not fallen angels, than the real good angels. He made him lower. But God, the image of God, the true image of God and true likeness of God, is not lower than the angels. We saw Jesus Christ, who is the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person. That is that is the person that is the true image of God. The Bible says, being made so much better than the angels. Jesus was made so much better than the angels. because of the inheritance, because he obtained a more excellent name than they by the things that he inherited. He became so much better than the angels. Now, where God is calling you and I to come to is to that place to be so much better than the angels. Everything needed, all the provisions needed to take us and make us so much better than the angels has been provided for by God. Everything. He said, blessed be God who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So everything we need to be so much better than the angels has been provided for by God. Now, what fabricates you or what makes you determines what you become. Who you are is what makes you up. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ was made by all things. The Bible says he was appointed heir of all things. Heir of all things. Inherited all things. And the Bible says, by reason of what he inherited, he became so much better than the angels. In fact, he went so higher than the heavens. Hallelujah. So there are things that make up a being that determines the placement of that being. Substances that make up a being that makes the being who he is. Hallelujah. Even so, God. You know, the very interesting thing is that God also has substances. That is why God can be given. God can be measured. His things can be given. His things can be measured. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So what made angels who they are or what they are their substances. Angels were made by things. Substances. And because they are creatures of God, they were made by things lesser than the things that made up the Son of God. Their substances are less than the things of the Son of God, which is meant for our inheritance. The things of the Son of God are meant for us to inherit, so that we can be at the same pedestal, the same realm where the Son of God said, where you are, where I am, there you also will be. Why? It takes building with the things that raised him to take us to where he is. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I said angels were also made by things. So also is Lucifer. Lucifer was an angel. So also are angels. Lucifer was an angel that was fabricated by things. I said, your things determine who you are. Your things determine who you are. Hallelujah. So, you see the Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, talking about the things of a man. The things of a man knoweth no man, save the spirit that is in the man. So also the spirit of the things of God. So God has things. Knoweth no man save the spirit of God. Hallelujah. Now he's telling us that the things of God can be given to men. He said because the Holy Ghost searched those things. And he said these things we also speak. We speak the things that be of God. So that man can partake of it, can inherit it. Hallelujah. But we speak them to those who are matured. Now, where we are going? The angels, give me Ezekiel 28:14. Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom, perfect in beauty, full of wisdom, perfect in beauty. thou hast been in the garden of God. What qualifies him to be in the garden of God is what he's full of. Full of wisdom, perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in the garden of God, every precious stone was thy covering. The sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold, the workmanship of thy tabret and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. So they put substances together to make him. But the summation of those substances is that he's full of wisdom. He's a wisdom being. Full of wisdom. That made him up. And that defines him. All the things they used to make him is wisdom. Hallelujah. Yes. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. I have set thee so. You didn't grow into it. You were set. What to? He just woke up and saw himself like that. I have set thee so. And thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways. So he had ways by reason of what made him up. He had ways. Hallelujah. And do you know that his power is contained in his ways? His power is contained in his ways. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom. By reason of thy brightness, I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee. I will be the one to lay you before kings, that they may behold thee. How is God going to do that? You know, when Jesus Christ rose from the dead, in Hebrews chapter 1, God said to him, sit thou at my right hand until I will be the one to make your enemies your footstool. That is, I will bring your enemies underneath your feet. By the time your enemy's head is under the feet of under your feet, then I have ruined him. But he said, I will be the one to do it. I will say, the God of peace will bruise Satan shortly under your feet. Now, what is the strength of Satan? I said, his strength, his power, is in his ways. He has ways. He was created with ways. Hallelujah. He was created with ways. So when he corrupted his wisdom, he twisted his ways, he perverted it. And then came down to man and began to teach man his ways. The ways of God were upon the earth in those early days. But by the time man interacted with Satan, the wisdom of God, the wisdom of Satan, the ways of Satan, man corrupted the ways of God upon the earth, and man became flesh. So flesh is a product of ways, twisted ways. Hallelujah. So by communion with Satan, man became perverted, became corrupted. In fact, what we call the things of man today, they are not really the things of man. They are the things of Satan. Because man was framed, shaped by iniquity. The things of man, they are not the things of man. They are the things of Satan. Man fell, not just to the ground. He fell below the ground. Man became hellish. When a man tells you, I will show you hell, that hell is inside him. Hell was trapped in the soul of man. Man trapped hell. When you say man trapped the ways of hell, things, properties of hell, was trapped in the soul of man. So like we were saying yesterday, God begins to deal with us to attack hell. He begins by attacking the laws of sin and death that framed the soul. The laws of sin and death framed our souls. And some men have gone ahead to be framed by the laws of hell and death. And everybody has the potential of hell and death inside us. So when God wants to destroy Satan, he will destroy Satan inside us. He will destroy him inside us. How will he do it? He will bring things, like I said, to destroy Satan. The strength of Satan is his wisdom, his ways. The head of Satan is very key. When you talk about the head of Satan, you are talking about his wisdom. His wisdom. What he's using to fight the church is wisdom. You know, Satan is not, he can't fight God because God can x-ray him. He knows everything about him. He made him. So when he corrupted what he made there, he knew what is there. So he has a joker for what is there. To detonate him, to bring him under our feet, he will start by bringing truths. Truths. You know, Jesus said, they said concerning Jesus, having spoiled principalities and powers. You know, it's not that he brought a dagger to put inside them. He spoiled them in himself. He obeyed laws in himself that were contrary to Satan and detonated him. The final one was dying. By death, he just finished him. Because Satan does not know anything about death. God played a game of foolishness. He said, if they had known, they wouldn't have crucified. If they knew that that crucifixion is their end, is a key to detonating them. Satan does not know anything about dying for anybody. He lives for himself. He lives for himself. Everything is about him. So when God wants to kill him, bring him under your feet, he will teach you laws of death. Thank you. Okay, I won. So they gradually introduce things to us. The things of God. After we would have taken the things of Christ. There are things that made up Christ. The Bible says, you have not so learned Christ, if so be that you have heard him, and you have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. So what made up Jesus? The Bible tells us, truth. Christ has truths. There are truths that made up Christ. according to what Titus said, he said, Paul, Titus chapter 1, from verse 1, Paul, a servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness. There is a truth that is after. When you say after, the end of that truth is to make you godly. According to the truth, which is after godliness. Now, to become godly, you must have detonated ungodly laws inside you. By reason of the truth that is in Christ. When the truth that is in Christ is preached to you, and you walk, don't forget, they are going to bruise Satan underneath our feet. Our feet is very important to bruising him. You don't bruise it by singing, Satan, don't fall for ground, oh, matcha, matcha. You never follow. Matcha, 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 matcha. No, you only match him when you are able to go contrary, walk contrary to the wisdom that is in his head, the thing that constitutes him. It is only as you do contrary to the laws that framed him that you are detonating him. So it involves your feet walking. So he said, this truth is according to what? Godliness. That is, when you engage your feet, he said, those who walk not, you walk by laws that are contrary to the laws that framed him. You detonate the law of sin and death by walking. By walking. Until you become framed a godly man. After that, God now begins to introduce. Give me that 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. You're welcome, sir. Okay. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world. Don't forget, the reason for this wisdom is because somebody was full of wisdom, and he corrupted his wisdom. And then human beings have received those wisdom as they are living, tools for living. So it says, among whom, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught. Yes. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. You see, a glorious church is a wise church. A glorious church that Jesus Christ is coming for is actually a wise church. There is no way we can come to glory without wisdom. And this wisdom is hidden wisdom that God ordained before the world. It is meant for our glory. And you know, for glory to come, there must be a reason. Satan was a glorious being. Why? He was full of wisdom. Full of wisdom. Praise the Lord. He said, so, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. You see, I was saying something about wisdom yesterday, that it's not about smartness. When you are living by this wisdom, you look foolish. This wisdom is actually foolishness. So you need to be wise to be able to know that this is wisdom. It's foolishness. That's why the Bible says, the carnal man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. Because they are what? They are foolishness to him. So the princes of this world going to the cross to be crucified was big foolishness. How can you go and be dying for somebody you didn't know, sin you didn't commit? I mean, it is contrary to Satan's new arrangement. It is not normal for you to go and die. It's not even To die at all is not normal. He said, for scarcely for a righteous man, we won't die. Give me that. I think it's Romans chapter 5, Abby. Let's look at it. It is not a normal thing. It's abnormal. In fact, it's foolishness. Foolishness to go and die for somebody who doesn't want you. Because when we were yet without what? Strength. In due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Is that not foolishness? At his height. But that is wisdom that brought Satan down. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. This is the display of wisdom of God. The princes of this world don't know this. They don't understand this. Satan cannot understand this one. For scarcely for a righteous man, we won't die. I was reading the story of this our senator that was convicted in the UK for organ, attempting to harvest organ. So many stories now came up that there was a family that one of the sons had a kidney failure, and they were looking for a donor for it, the same family. They were looking for a donor for the one whose kidney failed. And one of the siblings came up and said, I will donate one of my kidneys so that my sister can live. It was the brother. Said, I will donate because it's most likely that it will match. So the whole family came up and said, Kilonjebe! No, that is too much risk. It's okay. It is better to lose one member of the family than to lose two. Because when you donate one, we don't know what normally the operations normally succeed. But they are looking at the risk. That is for family. But this one, for scarcely for a righteous man, we won't die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. This sibling was ready to risk his life for his sister to live. And the whole family said, lie, we no agree. We can't lose two. Let one go. Let's have you. That is for sibling. For God commended his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. Are you seeing something there? Are you seeing a play of wisdom? That is what they call wisdom. When we were yet sinners, Christ did what? He died. In that their realm is wisdom. In our realm is foolishness. Kilokoin, what is your own? Why are you carrying a ledger of the lady as if it's your own? For him to have done that, he has showed us the path. It's a path he painted for us. Much more than... For God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for us. This was the path that he took to go and die. Now, the devil didn't know that in dying, he was fulfilling some kind of high law that would detonate him. He said, had they known it, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. They wouldn't touch him. They won't touch him. But God played high foolishness in their realm, but it is high wisdom in the realm of God. So he now said, go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But as it is written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. This is a group of people, not them that believe. Them that love him. These ones, they have obeyed some kind of truth. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. These truths, these things are prepared for those who have exercised themselves in a measure of truth. The truth that is after godliness. So these things are prepared for them. Things, what are the things? This is how they will bring Satan down. By things, giving of things. These things, Satan cannot stand them because they are not the things of angels. The things of man, what is making man a victim and subject to Satan are the things of Satan inside man. Our things make us victims. Our things bring us under because they are his things that he gave to us. They framed us. As long as those things are there and we are living by them, he's hanging up there in a place of advantage. To bring him down, remove his things from man. And then he will have no right to hang up there again. Verse 9. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God had prepared for them that love him. So the things, let's look at verse 10 now. But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. The Spirit searcheth all things. What are those things? The things of God. And they are given to us. And it says, the Spirit revealed them to us. Things of God. Why do we need the Spirit to reveal things of God to us? Because they need to replace our things with his things. Our things is making Satan to hang in the air, in the place of advantage. Our things is making us to be subject to him. Our things is making us to be under him. So they need to change our things. And they prepared for us things, his things. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things. Yea, the deep things of. So the preparation are his things. His things. His things. Yes. For what man knoweth the things of a man? So a man has things. A man has things. When you say man, it's because of what framed him. Why he is on the earth and cannot leave the earth are because of his things. So when we want to bring him up, they bring things from above to come and take. His things are not even the things of the earth; they are hellish things. They are things of hell. You know, I can never forget this. That thing pains me so much. When we were having this single summit about 2 years ago, and we were talking about the body, my body for his life, or something like that. And Reverend was ministering. He said something that just hit me too much. He said, this body that we have, this corruptible, death-doomed body, is a product of hellish thoughts. Hellish thoughts that framed the soul and then affects the body. So this body can be changed. You say, our conversation is in heaven. From whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Our conversation, he said, is where? Is in heaven. Now, the present conversation we have is conversation of hell. So, conversation of earth configured us to be like this. So, those things that are His, they are actually heavenly things. Say, God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Those blessings, they are, He said, in heavenly places, in Christ Jesus, in Christ, heavenly places in Christ. This Christ here is not the Christ that we begin with. Is the Christ, the Son of God. All spiritual blessings, all things are all spiritual blessings. All things are all the things of God, all the things of God, all the truths of God. All the truths of God. All the truths of God. They are, because what made up God? They are truth substances. We beheld His glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He's full of grace and truth. So His things that He has kept for us, they are gracious things, they are truth things. And their wisdom, calibrated in wisdom. I said, the enemy we are fighting is a wisdom-framed man. And but the disadvantage for him is that his wisdom is the wisdom of creation. So to beat him, they need to bring the wisdom of the Creator. And God has kept those things for us. He has ordained them for us. So that those things said, these things, let's go back to that second, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. For what man knoweth the things of a man? I said the things of a man, our things is what is responsible for where we are, who we are, the place we dwell in is as a result of our things. So when they want to change your dwelling, they bring things that are higher than you. Things that are higher than the things that framed you, they bring them to you by revelation. By revelation. They reveal to us the things of God after we have finished the things of Christ. Things of God. Those things are responsible for taking us up. Because those things that are things of God, they are heavenly things. They are heavenly things, and they will make a man heavenly. They will make a man to go up. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. The giving of these things to us, when they come to us, they turn to commandments. They are commandments that if a man will walk in them. Don't forget, God of peace will bruise Satan under your feet. It has to be under your feet. So your feet is involved. That now, this feet is not this physical feet. It's the feet of your soul. It's your soul that will engage substances of God. Heavenly conversation. Those things that are of God, they are actually truths. Truths are what to do. Truths are laws. The laws of God that you must do. As you are doing them, you are detonating your own things. The things that fabricated you. You are changing your laws. Like I said, our laws are responsible for where we dwell. Earth dwellers live by earth. If I will not, I said we have gone beneath the earth. You know, Jesus told the Jews, He said, I am from above, ye are from beneath. What did He tell them? Did He say they are from the earth? They are from beneath. Why are they from beneath? They are framed. They are products of laws of beneath. They are products of hellish laws. Hell is beneath. Those laws came and framed men. We don't know, a lot of times we unleash hell. You don't know? We unleash hell a lot of times. A lot of times we unleash hell. Laws that frame the heart, the soul, we unleash them. He said, I am from above. Is it because he is the Son of God that came down? He was framed by above laws. He's a product of laws that are from above. He had cooperated, he had obeyed laws from above. Say, but ye are from beneath. Laws from under framed you. So they want to change those things. And they change them by revelation. They will reveal that truth to you. You will see what you will obey. You will do them, and then your things will fall off. His things will be in place. As your things are falling off, so is Satan also losing his grip. Because his grip is only on you because of his things inside us. So they replaced those things that framed us and made us victims, made us people who are from beneath. They want to take us up, so they bring laws from up. Things of God are heavenly things, everlasting laws. He says, the things of God, yea, the deep things of God. There are things of God, there are deep things of God. Hallelujah. So they give us things of God, everlasting substances. They are heavenly things to frame us, to reframe us, to reframe us, to reframe us. But the important thing is that when these things come, you must engage them. You must engage them. You must obey them. You must obey them. Now, you have ability to obey them more than somebody who is carnal. Because you have used Christ. Your heart has been used to obedience in a measure. So you can, that level of obedience that you have acquired can enable you to take higher obedience. As against a carnal man. Say, he that is in the flesh cannot please God. He is not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. He cannot be. So these things cannot be revealed to those who have never used Christ. It cannot be. Because when you see them, they are too high for a carnal man. He said, because so that. But the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God. The law of God are everlasting laws. The law of God are what? Everlasting laws. So for you to come to everlasting laws, you must have used the law of Christ that will make your flesh, your soul, flesh, that everlasting laws can be written upon. This is what is called salvation. Salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go back to that 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Are you seeing? Which things also we speak. So the things of God can be spoken. It's given by what? Speaking. It's given by what? Speaking. The things of God can be fired by speaking. That's why in Hebrews chapter 1, he said, in these last days has spoken unto us. And he said, you should give all diligence not to allow these things spoken to what? To sleep. Because those things that are being spoken, they are ministering salvation. They are tools for saving. They are tools for raising. They are tools for removing our things. To replace his things. Now, Hebrews chapter 12 says, now we receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaking. It was talking about speakings that will shake away heaven and shake away what? Earth. He said, let's quickly whose voice then shook the earth, but also, give me from 25. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. You know, things of God, which things we speak. What's the reason for speaking these things? See that ye refuse not. So when those things are spoken, you have to receive them. You should not refuse them. You should take them. Refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not, who refuse him that spake on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Him that, the purpose of his speaking, he wants to bring Satan under your feet because he wants to raise you. His speakings will raise you. Now, let's see. See that if whose voice then shook the earth, but now he had promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. There are heavens over us that need to be shaken. And what we shake it, his speakings. What is that voice bringing? Is bringing the things of God. We have a false heaven over us because of laws. You know, there are some thoughts that you can entertain, and the presence of an evil spirit can come over you. Just by entertaining a thought, you change your atmosphere. You change the atmosphere over your head. And there's no way you can refuse that atmosphere until you reject that thought. So when they say his things are his thoughts. His things are his ways that he will bring to us and we will take. As long as you take a different thought from what devil is selling to you, then the devil will lose his grip. His strength is in his ways. His strength is in his thoughts. And his thoughts have become our thoughts. We have married his thoughts and we have married his ways. So he's just naturally having an edge over us. Like I said, if he wants to take over your life, he will just sell you his thoughts. And you begin to dance with that thought, sleep with it, wake with it. You are sleeping and waking with the devil. You are his friend. Like I was saying yesterday, Bible says, let not the sun, he said, be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your anger and give no place to the devil. That is, if I retain anger for too long, I give place for the devil. I give him place naturally because he has come, he follows that conversation of anger staying forever is his things. Those are his things. So when I entertain them, I harbor them, then I bring him in. So it's go back to that Hebrews chapter 12. Okay, let's read this one first. Which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. So God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now, he said the things that God is speaking, they are actually spiritual things. Yes, verse 15. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. For they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. The natural man receiveth not the things of the... So, that's why I said we speak wisdom among them that are what? Perfect. We speak wisdom only among them. They are not natural men. They have used the wisdom of Christ to come out of their carnality. They have come to a place, said, for strong meat belongeth to them who have what? Of full age. Who by what? Reason of use have exercised their senses to discern both good and evil. Strong meat. You know the things of God are strong meat. The things of Christ are meat. So to bring down Satan, you need strong meat. You can't bring down Satan with the things of Christ alone. The things of Christ prepare you for the things of God. Because God is superior to Satan. Hallelujah. God is a creator, Satan is a creature. And then he is, even in his normal good state, he cannot overcome God. Not to talk of in his corrupted state, when he has been ruined. Hallelujah. So God is bringing his things that are intact, that are not corrupted, and above Satan in his original state. He's now fortifying us with those things. Those things will bring down things of Satan, but we need to cooperate with them. He will bring it, he will bring them to us by his spirit, by revelation. So give me that Hebrews chapter 12 that we're reading. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he had promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifies the removing of those things that are shaking. The removing of what? What are things that are shaking? Things of Satan. Corruptible things. Words spoken, conveying the things of God. We shake them off us. The removing of things that are shaking as of things that are made. Satan is a creature of God. Everything made can be shaken. How much more things that have come, that perverted made things. They can be shaken. Those things that made up our souls, those things of Satan, they are shaking things. They are things of a creature, perverted creature. The voice of the Son can shake them. We remove them from us. The voice communicates his things to us. The voice communicates his laws. The voice communicates his truth, his substances. Hallelujah. I said the strength of Satan is in his wisdom. So the voice of the Son of God communicates to us the wisdom of God. When you can overcome the wisdom of Satan, you have finished him. You have detonated him. And you are not overcoming him outside. You are overcoming him in yourself. That is how they are raising armies. Who will not have anything of Satan? You know, when an army is weak, they are defeated already. Like the U.S. Army. I don't know. Satan is so bad and man has become so foolish in the guise of being wise. It is law in the U.S. Army. You are not allowed to be a gay. If you are gay, you can't join the army. For obvious reasons. But this other administration came and opened the door to gay. You have destroyed the army. You have eaten them from under. Because a gay is a weak man. A lot of them walk about in pampers. They are always bleeding from their bum bum. They are poo-pooing uncontrollably from their bum bum. So when a gay goes to war, how is he going to manage? Is he going to carry packs of pampers to war? Because soldiers for days might not have access to water to bath. I don't understand. Is that wisdom? When you want to bring down an army, introduce things that will destroy them. I don't understand. You wonder, can they think? Are they not thinking? You know, on my class forum, this thing, I said, I don't understand this law that they are craving after. He's destructive. He's contra, what do you call it? He's destructive. You introduce a law that somebody will become weak, will be poo-pooing uncontrollably, an adult carrying pampers all over the place, bleeding from the anus. All, you bleed a soldier that is continuously bleeding. Is he not weak? And soldiers will march for days in the bush, no food, no water, and then you are bleeding. There is no army again. And they can't think. Go to you, our brethren that are nurses, they will tell you stories of what they see in the hospitals. Stories funded by taxpayers' money. Some people, a particular guy, they have sewn his anus. Only God knows how many times. And the doctor will tell him, don't go back to this practice. The anus has been spoiled. What in bad day? What in no. He will come back again. The thing is spoiled again. They will sow. Shouldn't there be a law to prohibit such practice? You don't come here, you. Spirit. This thing I'm talking about now is hate speech. According to the wisdom of the world. Foolishness has now become the order of the day in the name of wisdom. I don't understand. Those sisters, they see so many things. So they warn him, and you are not allowed to preach to him. It's an offense. It's a crime. To preach to him that this thing you are doing, give your life to Jesus, he will give you power to break it. Because the guy will say, yes, I don't like it, but I can't stop it. So you go back to it, in a short time he's back. You know? And they are legalizing it. What am I saying? Destructive laws. Laws of Satan bring destruction. So there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. Why does it seem right to a man? Satan painted it as right. A way is Satan's way. And the end of that way is what? Is destruction. So for you to put an end to his destruction, what do you do? God will come and teach you his own way. My ways are not your ways. And I told us, those are our ways. They are not really our ways. They are the ways of Satan. The ways of sin and death, the ways of hell and death. My ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. His thoughts are his things. His ways are his things. Okay. Pastor Tope wants to help us.
Fear. Fear even of the adversary, even fear laws, even laws of fear that Satan had put in men, even laws that are his laws, even laws that are laws that run him, are the laws that are inspiring men, even to bat even foolishness, even foolishness that seems wise, even to men, even to the sight of men. But you see, such laws, even such wisdom, it reduces man.
Yes.
It reduces man. It turns man even to reduce in strength, to reduce in quality, to reduce even in personality, until you find man becoming even as the beast of the field. Even low, even so low, until you find man being hellish, even living hellish life, even in their flesh. Therefore, I say, you look up, even to where my laws stream from.
Yes.
Even my laws that makes men, my laws that appreciate. creates man. Mm. My man, my Lord, that takes man up, that builds man up, that increases the strength of man, that increases the quality of man, that causes man to come even into my nature, into my life nature, into my everlasting life nature, even eternal life nature. They are my laws. Look to my laws. Use my laws. For the days coming are the days of sin. Even two types of men. Even men that have been eroded. Even men that have been weakened. Even men that have been eaten up. Even by the virus called sin and death. And hell and death. And you will see yet another man. Even men glorious.
Amen.
Even men strong.
Amen.
Even men beautiful.
Amen.
Even men demonstrating even the life that is in me. Living even to my glory.
Yes.
Yay! Life that has overcome fear. That has overcome death. Loss, my loss. Use my loss because I am sealing you even from the dangers to come.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. His loss, everlasting loss. Like I said, it takes a man who has done Christ to be able to receive those laws. They will be too hideous for a carnal man. Because number one, they look foolish to a carnal man. So he said, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways. So when the enemy wants to weaken a generation, wants to weaken the army, you know, the beauty of an army is their strength. A weak army is finished already. Say, you understand? When an army is going and they are bleeding in their bum, they are finished. They are weak. They will be destroyed. They cannot last the battle. But God, and what makes them weak is the law of the adversary. They are laws of destruction. So God brings his own laws. His things are things of strength. They that know they are God, they shall be strong. How do we know that you know your God? You know the laws of your God. And you do the laws of your God. They shall be strong and they shall do exploits. So his things are given to us. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 12. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he had promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. Yes. And this word, yet once more, signified the removing of those things. Everything that is shaking inside our souls shall be removed.
Amen.
By his voice.
Amen.
That's why you must hear his voice. You must hear his voice. They that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to them. His voice communicates substances that can remove things that are shaking. Things of Satan inside the soul will be shaken away by his voice. And that voice is speaking in the last days. He speaketh by his Son. The purpose for the speaking is for removal of things that can be shaken. Things of Satan. Things created. The things that are shaken. As of things that are made. That those things which cannot be shaken may remain. What are things that cannot be shaken? Everlasting substances. Things of God cannot be shaken. They are the things of the Creator. They will remain. But they will only remain when we hearken to the voice of him that speaketh. Wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. So the voice that is coming is bringing kingdom to us. It's the voice that delivers kingdom, that delivers dominion. It's the voice of dominion. Communicating substances of dominion. They are the things of God. Hallelujah. They will communicate to this army. They will build up the army. They will give dominion to you. Dominion is handed down to us by voice. Dominion. There is no dominion without hearing his voice. Without his voice communicating his substances to us. Things of reigning. Things of rule. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Things of reigning. Things that we will overcome with. Hallelujah.
Amen.
his things, his substances. Give me Hebrews chapter 2, finally. Hebrews chapter 2, from verse 1. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Things of God, things that cannot be shaken, things of dominion. We should give the more earnest heed. God will help us that we will be deliberate about hearkening to his voice. That voice is too important. I told us yesterday, armies prevail only by hearkening. There's someone that is leading them. He gives the control. He gives the command. He gives the command. If you don't obey the command of your captain or the general, you will lose. Oh, because he has the wisdom of warfare. Hallelujah. He has the wisdom of warfare. He knows why the devil is hanging. By the time they shake all his things away from our soul, they have brought him down. You know, he said, God of peace will soon what? Bruise Satan underneath your feet. He will bruise shortly. He will bruise him. And how will he bruise him? Is he will say, Satan, yeah, come down. Oh, yeah, better, it's okay. Oh, yeah, come on. No. He will fortify us with his things. He will shake his things away from us. By the time his things are taken away from us, Satan is left with nothing. He has to come down. And it is our feet that we will use to do those things. We will do his things in so much that he will lose his grip. By the time he doesn't have anything, Jesus said, the devil cometh and found what? Nothing in me. Nothing. If he comes now, me, I can't say that he cannot. If he comes to me now, he will find his things. So I'm not yet free from his things. So I still need to hear more of his voice. I don't know whether some of you are free already. If he comes to examine you now, can you boldly say, the devil cometh and found nothing in me? How many of us? Let me see your hands. Nobody is raising his hand. I can't raise my hand. I still have his things. I still have them. I need to hear his voice. The voice that shaketh things that can be shaken. A lot of things still need to be shaking on my inside, in my soul. As long as his things are still found in us, he has an advantage over us. You know, Reverend was mentioning some weeks ago, he said he discovered that the devil is still wiser than him in some places. I said, okay. So as long as he's still wiser than you, he has advantage over you. So to bring him down is to get wisdom that is higher than his own, that you will do and bring him under your feet. It is his wisdom that is detonated in you, that you disobey, that brings him under. Like I said, I cannot lift my hand and say, the devil cometh and found nothing in me. No, he still has something. And I lie not. I tell the truth. But there is provision. There is hope. Every of those things can be shaken. And they will be shaken. Only hear the voice that speaketh from heaven. That said, I will shake the heaven and I will shake the earth. I will shake everything that can be shaken. I will remove them. When I'm saying these things, Pastor Tosin is exempted. He can boldly say, the devil cometh and found nothing in me. Are you sure? Yeah, I don't. It's a matter of things. He's hanging there and having advantage against the church by reason of his things, by reason of his perverted wisdom. The church must come to high wisdom, wisdom of everlasting life. Wisdom of God to detonate, to defeat the. When you are able to defeat the devil in his wisdom, you have defeated him. So it's an army of wisdom. An army that must be raised in wisdom. High wisdom. They will love it. They must love wisdom. Wisdom says you should love her. They will love wisdom. not koni-koni. Wisdom of God, not smartness. This wisdom, when you are operating in it, you don't look smart. You look foolish. But that is the undoing of Satan. The Lord will cause him to be bruised under our feet. Because he will shake everything that is in our soul until we are completely free of his things. And we'll be able to say boldly, the prince of this world cometh and found nothing. 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 That's a victorious place. That is victory. When nothing of the devil is found in you again, you are victorious. You are strong. You have made it. Hallelujah. Let's begin to pray and thank him this morning. What are those things that his voice has been talking to you about? What are those things? Do you know that some sicknesses exist in the body by reason of things of Satan that he has put there? So when you are praying, God will begin to point to those things. Let go of this thing. When these things go from your mind, this sickness will go from your body. It is as bad as that. What are those things that the voice of God has been speaking to you? Even at the level of Christ, what are those things that you are seeing that the Lord is pointing to? Hey! We should give the more earnest heed to the things that are spoken. Don't joke with things that are spoken. When the preacher speaks it on pulpit, the Spirit of God will come back and follow you home and begin to speak it to your heart. To narrow it down to your veins, where the things of Satan are hiding, the things that healed our souls. We have to be heavenly. Jesus said to the Jews, said, you are from beneath. Yes, we are all from beneath. We were healed from beneath, from the laws that is below. But they want to heal us again. They want to heal us again. With heavenly thoughts, heavenly laws, laws of the heights, laws of the heights that will take us to the heights, laws of the heights. They want to refashion us, conform us to heavenly beings by laws, change of laws. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray. Let's pray. Pray. That God will give grace to hearken so that Lord, the next time you are misbehaving, know where you are misbehaving from. The next time you are playing stubbornness, remember from where that law of stubbornness came. From beneath. From beneath. From beneath. They are not things of strength. They are things of weakness. Things that make a man destroyed. Depreciate. I don't want to depreciate. I want to appreciate. And the voice of his mouth can give me things that will make me appreciate. Hallelujah. Father, we give glory to your name this morning. We exalt you. Thank you for this privilege you are giving to us to receive your things, your substances that will take us up, that will deliver us from the powers of Satan. The powers of Satan, they are his wisdom. The wisdom of Satan, the ways of Satan, the thoughts of Satan. Thank you, God Almighty, because we will hear more of this voice from henceforth. We will hear more of this voice. And as we hear, Lord, you will help us to hearken in the name of Jesus. We will take your voice as voice of wisdom, voice of life, voice of exaltation, voice of lifting, things that lift us. Lord, will you help us, Lord? We'll be wise children. We will walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. understanding what the will of the Lord is. Lord, you will help us in Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi or Labote by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 at DME College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.